Welcome to the Freedom Cast podcast, a show dedicated to improving the health and lifestyle of every gym goer in America. We bring you fun, entertaining, and informative guests every week from the world of fitness, from celebrities and icons to local heroes and entrepreneurs. This week is dedicated to those who serve in honor of Independence Day weekend. We are talking with Katie, a Navy officer who has broken an American bench press record and regularly competes despite long stretches of deployment. In this show, she gives us tips on how to stay strong while away from home, gym bro culture as a female, and whether military life actually prepared her for the world of powerlifting. This week, we're also running our massive yearly July 4th sale at freedomfitnessequipment.com, the biggest discounts of the year for Independence Day. Check it out, starting at 9 a.m. July 2nd, with discounts of 50% or more on fitness equipment at freedomfitnessequipment.com. Let's get cracking. Thank you for coming on, Katie. I really appreciate the time. This is Katie Salerni. She's a record-holding powerlifter. Has an awesome background, which we'll get into. But welcome to the Freedom Cast podcast. How you doing?
I'm so great. Yeah, I have a little bit of time in between schools right now. I just finished ASVO school, so I have some free time. It's wonderful.
Very nice. Oh, what kind of schooling are you finishing up, you said?
I went to ASW, so anti-submarine warfare school, which was super tough, like 0600 to 1800 at least. Wow. Every day, not including studying. So I was just like, oh my God, I'm grateful for the break.
Holy cow. So you're still active duty military then?
Yes.
Excellent. And give us a little bit of your background. How did you get into lifting and how did this whole thing start?
I actually got into lifting because I broke both of my wrists. I was like playing soccer for one of them. And then the other one, I was on my way to crew practice and I was scootering with no hands, like waving to my teacher, changing the song on my iPod. Like I was very good at scootering, but I hit a crack and I front flipped off and then I just landed wrong. It's like a skateboard. It's like a really teeny little bone in there. Mm-hmm. That broke. So I had a cast on like both arms, ridiculous. And then I just started lifting because I couldn't run because I guess when you break your wrist, they cast you like up to here for what reason, wow. I don't know. But I started lifting with my buddy, Nick, who was like a huge meathead. And then I was like, oh, this is kind of nice, like just doing legs every day. And then once I got it off, I just kept lifting with him. And then eventually like started asking other guys in the gym like for advice and they were super nice and helpful in high school. And then I joined the guys' rugby team, which was awesome. And we would have like team lifts and stuff like that. I actually got bullied into doing that by my coach of the rugby team. He was like, oh, you want to go to the Naval Academy? It was like, that's a male dominated community. You know, like you better get used to it. Cause I was like, no, that's weird. Like it's the guys' rugby team. That's weird.
Yeah.
But I had the best time of my life. Best time. And that's when I started lifting. I didn't even know powerlifting was a thing until college, and I actually missed tryouts because I was like a plebe at the Naval Academy. I was so stressed out and yep. I mixed up the times. So I was like, oh shoot, like I mixed the day. I guess I'll do bodybuilding. And I went to my first bodybuilding show and I was like, I cannot do this. I was like, I do not want to do this. Like, just because I love like and celebrate like what my body can do. And now I'm far more open to doing a bodybuilding competition one day. But like when I was back then, when I saw it, I was like, I don't know if this is something I want to do with like the tans and the starving and et cetera.
Yeah.
Not hating on it. Cause I think it's much like, you just need so much discipline, like all the time throughout every single hour of your day in for that. But I was like, I just love lifting heavy shit. Like I just love lifting weights. Like I don't want to like degrade my performance by not eating enough. But thankfully I had a very lucky friend. I went to high school with him, his name Cole Metzold. He like checked on me. He's like, how you doing? Blah, blah. I was like, I'm sad. I missed powerlifting tryouts. And his roommate was on the team and we call him Big Ray. And he like hooked me up with a special tryout. So I was like, these are my numbers. Like, I'm pretty strong for a girl. I think like I was benching 155, like my freshman year, it's good squat like 275. And then I think I deadlifted like 315 at tryouts.
Holy crap. They were like,
yeah. And I was 130 pounds at the time. So that was like pretty good.
Jeez.
And so. So they let me on the team and then it just kind of went from there. I was like, please. I was so excited.
That's amazing. So are you still in Naval Academy or have you graduated from that? And just doing
I graduated. Yeah, I graduated in 2019. I just completed my first tour on a cruiser. And then I'm in between tours and I will go back to a cruiser for my second tour.
Gotcha. That's amazing. And how did you end up getting into the Navy? Like, what was the impetus for that?
Both my parents are in, so I was kind of just like raised with the values. I just love the idea of like having a good balance between like fitness and smarts and leadership and like taking care of people. Mm-hmm. I don't know, just like giving back, I guess. Like, I just think it has a lot of purpose in it. It's a very tough job, especially being a SWO, just kind of grind you right into the ground. But I just love the idea that I just like help other people every single day. Like, I have a direct impact on like 30 to 50 people's lives every single day based on like how I perform, how I behave, and like what I can do for them. And as a 25-year-old, like, that's awesome. That's cool to me. So I love it.
You mentioned SWO. I'm not familiar with the acronyms. So what rank does that put you in the Navy?
Okay, so SWO is like a type of job. So in the Navy, okay, you could like be a pilot, you could drive ships. That's like what I do. Mm-hmm. You could go Marines. There's like a subset of the Navy. I don't think that they would say they were part of the Navy, but what else can you do? There's like a ton of things, like PAO. It's like the job that you do.
Okay.
So I'm an O2, so I'm a lieutenant junior grade. Okay. I'll put on lieutenant next May. Nice. But I'm like, there's like O1 to O10. O10 is like a special, but like.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So you actually physically drive the ship. That's incredible.
Well, I tell, like, there's a helmsman, so he does this thing, but I tell him like, okay, this speed, this course, whatever. That's like a con. So con's like your very basic qual, and then you kind of go from there, like get your officer of the deck qual. So you're like in charge of the operations, I guess, of the bridge, which is sick.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything in just as far? Oh, actually, I'll come back to this about how military ties into the powerlifting thing. But when you officially got into powerlifting and doing competitions, first of all, how many competitions have you done so far?
Probably like 13, 15.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, like a few, but not too many. I don't like to compete frequently because like peaking sucks for me. I hate it. Mostly because like I love to lift and you can only lift a little bit when you're peaking, right? Like, so your body feels like garbage.
Yep.
And like, I think that the fact that I can lift a lot is very cool, but I also don't care. Like, I just love being in the gym. It's like the happiest I ever am.
Nice.
So for me, the only reason I used to do competitions is because as a team, we would do competitions, right? And like in college, my goal was to be the best in America and then go to Worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And like, once I accomplished that, I was like, okay, cool. Like, what do I do now? I would be more competitive mindset if like I wasn't deployed so frequently, but like I was deployed for 11 months and I had no access to a barbell.
Wow.
Which just like, it sets you back and it's super discouraging, right? Like to like give everything you have whenever you're on land to be good at this thing. And then for like a year at a time, hey, like you actually won't be able to do this at all. Like I did what I can on the ship and stuff like that. I still do competitions just so I can like stay fresh with it, but I just don't love the feeling of competing, especially like I used to love it with a team, but now that I'm by myself, I'm like, okay, like what am I here to prove? Like, why do I don't care.
That totally makes sense. I'm surprised they don't have more of a built out gym on the ship. Is it more like machine? Do they have anything?
Yeah, we have a Smith machine, but as you know, that is very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have like some free weights. Luckily, the ship that I'm on has a pretty built-out gym, but nice. some don't. So
gotcha.
Yeah,
and I noticed that you have a bench press American record. So talk me through how the heck you got that. And you mentioned Worlds. Have you been at Worlds?
Yeah, I went to Worlds in 2019. I went to Tokyo. So I actually like really didn't want to do single ply powerlifting. Okay. I was like very adamant against it because my sophomore year of college, I would have like broken hella records with my raw bench, which I was super excited about. Unfortunately, the Naval Academy team was like, you can either do single ply with the rest of us or you can like quit the team. And so I was like, okay, well, I would rather be a part of the team than like not, which just sucked because I think it did inhibit a little bit my like natural raw talent because I was unable to compete without the team just because they put restrictions on when you can and can't leave school and stuff. And I was just much like, I was really stupid good raw. Single ply gear, I just never gave a shit about because I'm like, I just didn't like it. I didn't care. And I don't like that it brings in a financial aspect to lifting because the better gear you have, the better you're going to perform. The better handlers you have, the better you're going to perform. Like, the tighter your gear fits. Like, you know what I'm saying? I just, like, I love lifting because it's almost an equalizer. Like, you can get big lifting anything. You can, and granted, you need money for food and, like, you know what I'm saying? But it's pretty equivalent across. You just, like, a reflection of your hard work is, like, being big. It's, like, you work hard. The end.
Yep.
So gear, I just was not. But I tossed it on. I tossed on very loose gear. And I just did it. And I was, like, sandbagging the hell out of it. And I got fifth, actually, my junior year at Nationals. And I was, like, oh, my God. I was, like, if I can get fifth in the country not trying at this. I told my mom. And she was so pissed at me. She's, like, Katie, what are you doing? Because that was, like, not my gear. I just borrowed someone's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so she actually paid for my gear, like, you know, your little outfits. And I kind of put some effort into training for that. And that's how I set the bench record. I was actually disappointed because I had the flu. I was vomiting all the way to Ohio. But I was like, oh, my God. By senior year, I was like, dude, you literally worked 4 years for this. This is your goal. You wanted to be the best in America. You can't just, like, be sick today. And I remember I was squatting. I felt so bad that I actually – during warmups, I went back to my room. I took a 20-minute nap. I felt terrible.
Holy cow.
Had a horrible fever. In all the pictures, you can see my singlet is literally wet because in the back, my buddies, Paul and Elijah, were like icing down my neck, icing down my head.
No way.
Missed my first two squats of Nationals because my head was so foggy that I couldn't even hear the commands. Like, you know, when you're sick and you just, like, feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like I was underwater. And I was like, okay. Like, because I told myself, I was like, listen, you feel like shit and that's okay. Like, the worst case scenario, you just drop the weight out there. Like, you're not going to die. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, the worst case scenario, you don't get it. You drop it. Like, just go try. And every single lift, I was like, just go try. And so I lowered my openers by like 30 pounds. And I just like, based my first two squats, I was like, oh my God. But then finally on my third one, I was like, okay, just focus on the commands. Just focus on the commands. Like, you don't even have to focus on pushing hard the squat. Like, it'll come to you. Like, it'll be okay. So I did that. And then for bench, like, I'm just so grateful for the guys that handled me because they took care of everything. They, like, set my attempts. They did everything. Literally all I did was just go out there and do what I had done every single day for the past 4 years. And it, like, was very inherent. Thankfully, by that time, didn't have a lot to think about. Wow. Yeah, but that's how I said it. I didn't even sink in until like 3 days later. I was like, oh my God. Like, oh my God, I've won Nationals. Like, oh, this has been my goal forever. Like, that's so cool.
You not only did you win Nationals, but you got a bench press American record with the flu, which is wild. Yeah.
But because I really wanted to hit 350. Like, that was my goal. I was like 350 or above. So 336 is not bad, but I hit 345 in like practice the week before it like flu. So I was like, but still, 336, it sounds good. Like,
that's amazing. And you probably could have crushed even more had you not been sick, is my guess.
Yeah.
It's insane. What federation was this?
USAPL.
USAPL. Okay. Gotcha. Wow.
And then shortly after, I went to Worlds in Japan, which was dope. I actually went there instead of my commissioning ceremony at the Naval Academy. Huh. Unfortunately, I was going through a bad breakup at the time. So I lost like, I think 15 pounds in like a month because I was so anxious and sad.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And so by the time I got to Worlds, I weighed in, I was 150 pounds. I think the month prior I was like 165, cut for Nationals to 158. But like, I was trying so hard to eat. I had like 6 baby Häagen-Dazs ice creams. They don't actually have Ben and Jerry's that I could see in Japan. Cause I rely on ice cream a lot for like the extra calories in my day.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Cause I just like, you can only eat so much chicken, you know?
Right.
So I was just eating. They only come these size. Cause I guess Japanese people are great about portion sizing and portion control. I'm like, America, where you can just go get, it's like this big of ice cream. But yeah, that was tough. I think I hit like 319, maybe 314. I don't know. The third one, they red lighted me, which I personally disagree with, but like, it is what it is. The guy after lifting me off, this was so frustrating. At Worlds, he kept dropping it on me wrong after I very clearly and like calmly. Sorry, that's my dog.
That's okay. You're good.
Hey, Sophie, come here. No. No barking. Lay down. Good girl. I told him, I was like, okay, you need to bring it out here. And in gear, mm-hmm. especially like in gear, that's very important that you have a good lift off.
Yep.
Because that's so, you're overloading and so much more weight than you can actually do. And I didn't have a coach over there. Like, I didn't have any of my teammates. It was just like my parents came, my mom came. It was her first powerlifting meet I ever let her go to. It was like Worlds. She was so excited. But then he like literally dropped it on me. I managed to recover it, thankfully, because it was like lightweight for me. I benched it fine. And they're like, oh, well, your head moved. It didn't move. Oh, you can see the video. It didn't move. But also, like, that's their call. So I was like, whatever.
Wow.
But that was really disappointing. That was so disappointing because I was like, Worlds. It's Worlds. Like, that's like, I've just idolized it for so long. And I expected everything to be like amazing. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, like, without my team there, it was just like, it was a bit sad, but that's okay.
Yeah, well, and I'm sure there's certain federations that are just super, super picky about rules too. So I think there's that to cope with, unfortunately. But as far as the lifting and the records, so American bench press record, and then you competed 13 times. Has that been the only time that you've gone to Worlds, or do you have others come? Okay, gotcha.
Because in the Navy, I have. Like, I wish I could have done nationals this year, but I was in ASVO school. So the Navy always takes priority. You know what I mean? Powerlifting, I love to do it.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to leave like a Navy school that's really important just to go do a meet.
That's fair.
Unfortunately. And
for those of us that don't know, I know what this is, but can you explain what single ply is and how that differs from raw?
Yeah. So single ply is like this really tight outfit that you wear that basically compresses the shit out of you so that you can like withstand more weight. So a shirt, it's like very tight right here, very tight on your arms. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's like a slingshot, it makes it so much easier to bench. But actually, no, wrong. Because if you even misgroove it slightly, like half an inch, you're just going to kill yourself. Like, you're going to drop this weight on your face.
Oh, wow.
Same with squats. Deadlift obviously is like the safest because where you're going to drop it on the floor. But right. Oh my God, like getting to the ground on deadlift, ugh, terrible. Feels like you're going to throw up the whole time. There's just so much pressure.
Wow. Like,
I've never felt so much. You feel so compressed. It's crazy. And it leaves like, you can see in one of my pictures, I'm like holding my middle at Worlds and like, and I have like marks right here because it just digs into your skin. It's crazy.
No way. Yeah. I've heard mixed reviews about single ply and multi ply lifting. One that, you know, it helps you prevent injury, and then people love raw. So I don't know. It sounds like you prefer just lifting without any, you know, gear or anything like that, but.
Yeah, I prefer it 1000% because I don't like to have to rely on other people when I'm going to the gym. Like, mm-hmm. It's like my happy pace. I love like gym bros. I love teammates. I love working out with people, mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, I want to be able, since Worlds, I have not accepted liftoffs. I've learned to lift myself off. Since then, I'm like, never again. Never again will this happen. And since then, I've been lifting myself off.
Wow.
Just like, I just like to be able to do it myself, you know, like at the end of a hard day, especially being in the military, it's like, you don't have time to always coordinate with a buddy.
Right.
And if you're not like in a team environment, because you need multiple spotters, like for gear, it's just a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
And when you're in college and you have the time, cool. When you're an adult and you got shit to do, not that cool.
I feel that. Want to go back to your military background. Is there anything about the military that you think set you up better for powerlifting? Any skills or training or like headspace that you feel like, oh yeah, this totally transfers over?
Definitely not. I think it actively made me worse at powerlifting because I had to be able to run. So the reason my squats and deadlift lag so far behind my bench is because like, running doesn't really affect your benching, right? But like, mm-hmm. Imagine just trying to do a squat and deadlift workout and then going and running like 2 to 3 miles afterwards.
Yep.
Or like, oh, we have the PRT coming up, time to run. Or, oh, like we're going on a company run. Like, you know what I'm saying? It tires your muscles out, which you could have been putting towards your squat or deadlift, but unfortunately no. Plus like sleep, what is that? Eating properly, like what is that? You know what I mean? Like I have to put in a lot of effort to like get to what I feel like other people is their baseline. You know what I'm saying? Like other powerlifters, they don't have to run. They have access to like eating whatever they want that they buy at the store, right? And like when we're at school, it's like you eat what you get at King Hall. Or in the military on the ship, depending on like if you're underway, you kind of just like you get what you get. And I supplement with protein powder and like try to do my best and stuff like that. But sometimes underway, you're sleeping for 4 hours a night for like a month in a row. You know, what does that do for your gains? It's not good. Or like you have to choose between sleep or eating. Like there's no time for working out. Yeah, it actively makes me worse at it. Terrible, really. But it's like the life I live, you know, like it's I am so fulfilled by the job that I do that I'm like, it's definitely the hardest thing I've ever done, but also like, what else would I rather be doing? Paperwork.
Yeah.
Like for a job that doesn't mean anything at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. From a training and testing standpoint, I thought that they, maybe this is just Army and National Guard, but didn't they change over the physical training standards so that they're more like actual lifting as opposed to like running the heck out of you guys all the time?
No, they recently changed. So instead of like crunches, we do a plank in the Navy now, which I think is great.
Okay.
Yeah, because crunches, like, look at my crunch. You just have to touch your elbow to, look at that. That's like, what is that working? My range of motion is zero. It's very beneficial for me, but like sucks for people's long torsos, right? So plank, I think, is a much better representation, but like running still a thing and then push-ups.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. It was the AC, whatever they call it, ACPSA or ACPTA test that they do. Yeah, I heard.
I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, they had changed it recently. It may only be for certain branches, but okay. I was just curious. And you've also started coaching. So tell me how that's going and how do you got into that as well?
I love coaching. So I actually did coach a few people at the Naval Academy for free, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I did that for like 4 years. And then I continued to coach for free after that for 2 more years. And then I was like, okay, like this is kind of taking up some of my time. And I noticed that like the people that I didn't know personally who I was mm-hmm. coaching, they didn't take their programs as seriously as when I charged them. So then I just started charging. But yeah, I was like obsessed with lifting and learning everything that I could about it. And I spent most of my time in class, like learning about lifting and stuff like that and applying it. And then I've moved around between a few coaches, kind of like picked it at like what worked for me, what I saw to be effective. I think in terms of like elite coaching, I mostly like coach. I love coaching like beginners or like intermediate level. I just say this because my coach, Sean Noriega, Hamstring Poppy, mm-hmm. and like other coaches that I've seen who are like coach elite level athletes, I'm definitely not there yet. Like they have like almost a doctorate level of knowledge, which is incredible. Just brilliant at like injury recovery and injury management, which is like the one piece that I am definitely like weaker in, like in terms of programming and like getting people to do what I want, like what I want with their body. I'm like very good at that just because I think I can like dumb down the mechanics so that they can understand and apply like effectively.
Sure.
That's how I remember, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And so you've got a coach. So now you've got some coaching under your belt. What advice would you give somebody who's in a similar position? Say they're in the military, they're traveling a lot. What things would you prioritize? Say they're also in the Navy and they've got to be on the ship for like 11 months. Like you said, it's basically sleep or eat and there's no time for training. But if you're trying to maintain those gains or maybe even increase them a little bit, what would you recommend people do?
So definitely just do what you can, right? Like there were times they closed our gym on the ship and I was like doing rows with AFFF, like, which is this fire retardant liquid that we have on the ship.
Oh, wow.
Like just picking up heavy stuff, mm-hmm. right? I was just putting stuff in a backpack and doing pull-ups on whatever I could find. Like I found a random piece of metal and just like figured out a little deadlift system. I think just like figuring out and doing what you can mm-hmm. and then like not feeling super bad about the things that you can. Sleep is like number one. If you want to maintain gains and maintain your sanity, like at least 6 hours of sleep a day, mm-hmm. if not more. I think 7 is ideal, like it's better, but I understand that we don't always do that. And then adequate protein intake will help you maintain your gains. Mm-hmm. Like I got all my strength back within 3 months of being home.
Oh, wow.
Which is because I like made sure I had a lot of protein every day and I intentionally bulked before I left so that when I lost weight it was some fat, some muscle, but mostly like fat, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That was helpful. But then yeah, just kind of doing what you can. It's a lot easier to maintain than it is to grow. And if you're in that kind of environment, just like sleep and then eating enough calories obviously is important, because if you're in a deficit, your body's going to take it from somewhere. And if you're stressed out, it's going to take it from muscle before fat.
Sure. Is there anything that people can take in a gym bag? I don't know what the restrictions are in the military, but like things you can bring on board that will kind of help out with, I mean, people have talked about TRX bands, which I mean, is not really resistance training, but is there anything that you can do to kind of offset that other than obviously picking up heavy stuff around the ship?
Yeah, I think like a weighted belt or a weighted vest.
Okay.
And then a weighted belt that you can like attach weights to is awesome, because you can attach anything to that, right? You could find anything and attach it to that. You could fill a backpack up and attach it to that. That was really helpful. I got a weighted jump rope, which I really liked for just like doing something, because it's very hard to run on a moving ship. But I think like being active overall is important. Probably those two things, like a tub of creatine, maybe some whey.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a lot of whey protein for 11 months.
Yeah, it was. Luckily, oh my gosh, my sponsors, Legion, I'll never leave them for this reason, but I told them, because I had a few sponsors at the time, and I was like, hey, like I'm leaving on deployment. I won't be able to post about you guys for a long time. Like, I totally understand if you want to drop me. Send me a care package, like full of this, like this much stuff. Like, it was so much stuff. They're like, be safe out there. Like, let us know when you're back. Like, let us know if you need anything while you're out there. And I was like, literally, I realized this is just protein, but I appreciate that you care about me enough to do that.
That's huge. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you mentioned sponsorships. How have you gotten sponsored? Have people just kind of reached out to you, seen your content, been like, hey, this girl's really cool and has bench press records? Like, how did that work?
Yeah, basically that's it. Yeah, they reach out. I remember being so excited about like the first time Barbell Brigade sent me something with like, congrats on your, it was like a two, I think I squatted like 225 or eight or something dumb. Wow. Like, congrats on this, like, here's a shirt. And I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Because I made a little lifting Instagram because I saw Meg squats.
Yeah.
Her Instagram. I was like, I lift, I'm strong like her. Like, I could do this. So I just started I made that. And then I just like got sponsors from there, which was really helpful because we didn't make a lot of cash. In college, and like just buying supplements was expensive, so having that extra income and like extra food source was helpful.
Nice Yeah, because I know for some people they have to like put out a huge amount of effort and just kind of reach out to everybody to see what who would be willing to sponsor them. I know some guys have really had some problems with like getting people on board, but that's awesome that they just kind of, it was kind of organic.
I think it's tough, especially for guys, because like they're not like niche, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a ton of guys that lift out there. For women, it's like there's not a ton of women who lift out there.
Yeah, that's true. Barbell Brigade, Legion Athletics, Chalk. Anybody else I'm missing?
Oh, Anil. I use Anil for my chalk. I love their chalk.
Nice.
It's like, oh my gosh, it's liquid, but it turns to dusty chalk on your hands. And it smells good. Oh my God, I'll never forget it. The first time I tried, I was like, this smells like tequila. And I emailed them, I was like, is this supposed to smell like tequila? Am I like, you know, I don't drink that often, but when I do, it's tequila. And they're like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool. And they have different colors, like pink and blue, which I love.
Wow.
I recently became an Amazon influencer, which I have used exclusively as an excuse to buy more things from Amazon, like new workout clothes, which are like Lulu dupes or like Bombshell dupes, you know what I'm saying? Just things that they really, like leggings should never cost $150.
You know
what
I mean? So,
yeah, so the same model, cheaper.
Nice.
I have it all linked on my link tree. But like, I would say Legion is like my number one, and so is Anil. Like, they've stuck with me through and through.
Yeah.
And I use it every day. Like, I use both of those things every day besides clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I love that.
That's incredible. Yeah. Well, the fact that they would stick with you, especially through deployment, because I would have figured, like you said, like, you know, it's a long time to be away from social media. They give you any sort of internet access on the boat? I guess there isn't really any. No,
we didn't actually have any port visits either, because that's when COVID was happening. So that was like really rough.
That sucks. Yeah, they'd want to keep people away from that. Yeah, that'll spread like wildfire and ship.
Yeah, that was tough.
On a completely unrelated subject, I saw that you have an art page. So I'm just curious, just for hobbies and things you like doing, what kind of art do you like to do, draw, develop?
I just mostly paint. I love like all art just because I think it's really fun. It's a good off day hobby. Actually, this is like, if you can see that.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I love the ocean because I'm from California. So I love painting that. But I also just love color. And like, I love that art. I mean, we're adults, right? We're not in art class. I'm not turning this in. It doesn't matter what it looks like. I love just being able to do whatever I want with the paint, you know, especially like, I usually make a pretty good mess about it, but. I love just throwing it all over the canvas. It's a great time. I call it abstract.
Nice.
If anything.
Okay. So no particular style, just more abstract, nothing, landscapes or animals or things like that.
Yeah, I don't usually like to paint realism or anything like that. I painted my roommate an elephant once because that's her favorite animal. Nice. And like I've done a few skulls because I'm into that, but that's basically it.
Okay, gotcha. Very cool. I was asking you about the military just a little bit ago and the physical requirements and all that. I think we covered that. Oh, you mentioned gym bros at the very beginning and like loving working out with those guys. I was really curious about this. Did you run into any challenges? Like, who's this chick in the gym? What the heck is she doing here? Why is she lifting more than me in some cases? Did you run into any problems, guys underestimating you when you walked into the gym?
I've never had a problem like that in person. It's mostly like online people have problems with it.
Yeah.
Never once in person. In person, it's always everyone's super nice. They're very complimentary. Sometimes like a little bit too much. Like I totally appreciate other people appreciating what I have to offer and what I'm doing. And I'm so glad I can inspire others. But like there's been a few times where I'm literally like about to go and guys would be like in my face like this. In my face, like trying to chat or like just trying to call. And I'm like, just wait until my set is over, bro. Like I come here to work. I'm not here to talk. But no, people are super supportive. Yeah, I've never encountered anyone like not supportive. It's just online where people don't support it as much, but that's okay because you can't please everyone and that's not what I'm trying to do anyway. So
that makes sense. Well, and you've got TikTok and Instagram trolls that are just trying to, you know, take everybody down a notch. Mm-hmm.
You know what I love about these people is I have noticed that like I've never seen anyone that was like more fit.
Yes.
Looking at me who is like, yeah, bro, like you're gonna hurt your back benching or you shouldn't be doing that or women don't deserve to be in the gym. Like it's never someone who I like would aspire to be or like look up to anyways. And I don't know when we started like fitness shaming because I had this one girl be like, I'm a certified personal trainer, all this stuff. And this is actually the reason I chose not to pursue getting a CPT or like NASM cert. I was like, okay, if you're a certified personal trainer and you're like telling me that what I'm doing is wrong when like, here I am out here strong as fuck. Like, what have you done? What have you done? Like, what are you doing? And this like goes back to my argument. My sister was like telling me, so Kim Kardashian lost 10 pounds to fit in a dress. That's unhealthy. I'm like, so what? She had a goal. She worked her ass off to meet said goal. Like I support it. Wrestlers lose 20 pounds in a day. Is that healthy? No. Do they use that technique to be excellent at what they want to be or what they want to do? Yes. You know what I mean? Like everyone has things that they prioritize. And if you're passionate about something and maybe you have to do something mildly unhealthy to like be great at it, who fucking cares? It's my life. Like it's my, I don't drink. I don't smoke. Like I don't do any of that stuff. So if the arching my back in a way that is feels very comfortable for me is the most unhealthy thing that I do, like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about?
I couldn't agree more.
You know?
Yeah. Well, people love to crap on power. I think it's power lifters in particular. They've seen crazy things and they think you're all part of the same group. And it's like, no, we're not all off the deep end. So, and well, I found more.
If you have a 1-inch rom, right? You have one, good on you.
Yeah,
good
exactly. You. Exactly.
Why? Not like why would you not? Because you can hate powerlifting, go ahead. Because you can hate anything, go ahead. Then don't do it, right? Like if you're not taking advantage of the rules, like I wish I could arch harder. I wish I had a wrong nothing, you know, because I don't give a shit what any of these people think. Like I just love this, but I do just arch because it feels more comfortable for me, not necessarily the ROM, but like I don't know.
Yeah.
But like how do you think that world record holder who her ROM was 1 inch? I'm like, oh, she's a world record holder? Tight. So she's better than me? Cool. Like, I feel proud of her. That's awesome.
Yeah, she could probably unrack more than they can ever possibly hold statically. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you. People see that and they say it looks ridiculous, but then just rewrite the rules, okay? Say you have to have X inches of ROM. Oh, okay, you're not going to rewrite the rules? Okay, well, then let's just deal with the rules. So, you know.
Biomechanics to optimize the way you do a sport, then you're an idiot. Like if you have a flexible T-spine, then use that.
Exactly.
If you don't, okay, maybe pick a different sport. Like I've never seen a a marathon runner or like an ultra marathon athlete look like me, like a little meat stick, right? Yep. My body does not support that kind of athleticism. Like, am I going to tell people it's not fair that you're so good at running because you're skinny? Like, no, that's ridiculous.
There have been tons of people throughout the years that have just taken advantage of the rules and got crapped on. And then the rules may end up changing because of those people that they feel like are taking advantage, or the rest of the sport just catches up and they all start doing the same thing because it's better, you know? So.
Like, how are you gonna measure that? How are you going to quantify that?
Right. Right.
Like, I'm not actively being like, okay. And then I arch 7.5 inches.
Yeah, seriously.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. What are you, going back a little bit to the military, what are your long-term plans there? Are you planning on making an exit at some point, or are you just going to ride it out the whole way?
I think that I will do my second tour, which I do owe, mm-hmm. and then we do a shore tour so I can like go to grad school. Mm-hmm. And then I'll probably get out after that. I'm like open to not, but also I just don't think that the SWO community super like values fitness or sleep. And I'm not talking like, oh, I need to sleep all day and, you know, work out all day. I'm talking like a basic, like human level of sleep. And like, it's better, but like, I just remember thinking on deployment, I'm like, how do I work 20 hours a day and still not everything is done? It's ridiculous. And I just think like the fact that they can just throw you wherever they want in the world, both awesome and also terrible. I think it'd be fun if I was single and I didn't want to have like stability in my life, but I'm not. So I just like, I want to be with a person that I love in a place that I love doing meaningful and like work that I'm passionate about. But also like, I'm so passionate about lifting. It breaks my heart and my soul a little bit every time. Like I can't do barbell work. Right.
Yeah.
And I don't ever want to be in a job that prevents me from doing something that I love so much, when I know that there's other options and other ways to serve the world where I don't have to give it up. So sure. Like my current plan, but who knows? I mean, I feel like I've taken so much every single year for the past 8 years. So who knows what I'm going to do.
I feel that. What would you want somebody to take away from the content that you're putting out on TikTok and Instagram? If there was any one thing.
I really just love women, right? And it just saddens me a little bit that like my audience is mostly men who are like, but I just think not as many women lift. So for me, I just remember my first day lifting, I was so uncomfortable to be on the boy side of the gym. I was so uncomfortable. And in high school, I just wanted to look like a little stick, right? I wanted to be skinny. And I think that like over time, learning to value what my body can do vice what it looks like has changed me deeply and like just made me in love with my own body, like in terms of like I just love my body and like I don't really have body confidence issues ever, even like when I'm really heavy, like I'm like, dude, I'm squatting 400 pounds, like that's awesome. And I think that if I could just relay that both to men and women, right, like I support as just as much as I support women, I just think like in this context women a little bit need a little bit of extra push to be like, hey, this is your space too. Like, it's okay to be here. It's okay to be strong. It's okay to have muscles. Like, I really look up to like seeing, I love seeing muscular women. It's like all my Instagram feed is, because it's nice to see people that look like me, right? Mm-hmm. I love seeing girls who are yoked and don't have boob jobs, because like boob jobs are really bad for you and like can mess up your immune system. I'm like, thank you for like being that example of not getting boob job and like looking this perfect little way and just setting a new standard of like what's beautiful. I don't know. Like, I would love to be that for other girls and just be able to share tips with men and women about like what I did to be as strong as I am, like things that you can do day to day to be as strong as you are, especially in the military. Like, that's one of the reasons I love coaching, is watching other people develop the self-confidence from their competence as it grows. Oh my God, that just makes my day. Like, that is the only reason that I coach, because I'm a busy person, like I work a lot, and it's kind of tough, especially like if you have a lot of clients, especially the beginners. But like, I get texts every day, and it's like, you are the best, like thank you so much, I'm crying, I can't even believe like the changes that I'm seeing in my body, like this has provided me an outlet so that I don't feel like smoking anymore, like I can keep my promise to my daughter. Wow. I'm just like, You know what I mean? Or like, especially from the women, they're like, I'm getting so strong. I'm so proud of myself. Like, I can't believe this. I watch their goals transform from, I want to like have a skinny waist and like a big butt, to, I really want to be able to do 10 pull-ups. Like, I want to do this. And I'm like, hell yeah. And watching that transformation, like internally, that's like, that's what I hope my content can reach and inspire. But also sometimes I just love making dumb, fun videos. Like, I love it. I think they're really fun. Like, I love the TikTok sound. I love making dumb videos. And it's really easy because I have to take videos on my lifts for my coach. So I'm like, content out of this or whatever. It's nice because you like have a conversation with all the meatheads across the world, because like, and not, it's a very niche community, people that lift weights like a crazy person. You know, not everyone loves to be in the gym for 3 hours. Most people don't like working out. So it kind of like expands your circle of people to talk to and be friends with. Like, I have this good friend, Audrey, who I've literally never met, and I'm obsessed with her. She's so strong and so awesome and so kind. She's a teacher. And we literally like have FaceTimed and all this stuff and just talking about lifting. We'll just hype each other up all the time. I'm like, I would never would have ever met her without social media. So I'm like, met her. I don't know. That's what I love about it.
The lifting community is absolutely incredible. And I think there's areas of TikTok and Instagram that aren't toxic at all, that I've met a lot of people online that are, I now consider my friends through that. And I couldn't be having more fun, honestly. So this interview is going to air during the July 4th weekend. I just wanted to show off Katie and all the things that she's doing, especially with the military background and helping other folks who have that same background to be able to lift more, or at least balance that with their military career. Can you tell everybody where they can find you and get this awesome content that you're putting out?
Oh, for sure. Okay. So it's just Katie Lifts, KatyLiftz on Instagram, on TikTok. If you're interested in my paintings, it's just Katie Paints with a Z. I have a website, and that's on Instagram as well. I haven't made a TikTok for that, because like, you can only do so much in a day, you know? But yeah, Google my name, really. Plenty of things come up. I always Google myself to make sure my digital footprint is a nice footprint. You know what I mean? You got it. My mom is like big on that. She's like, you better watch what you're putting on the internet. It's there forever. So yeah, you can find me.
Nice. Well, Katie, thank you so much for sharing all that. That was super valuable content. I really appreciate the stories. We'll definitely have to have you on again, but appreciate it. In the meantime, keep grinding and keep pounding. And when is your next deployment?
I don't want to talk about it. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, no. that I can say, to be honest, but it will not be within this year, hopefully. Okay.
Gotcha. Well, best of luck with that, and stay safe. And thank you for your service and everything that you're doing for us. Thank you for listening. Please give Freedom Cast a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. It would mean a lot to our business. Plus, it's fun to read y'all's reviews. See you next time.